He swam. He got in the water and what a call.
Swam.
Okay, and he has never went across the lake.
Has never swam across the lake.
Okay. If you don't know how to swim, you get in the water, you might
drown.
You say yesterday somebody
drowned.
And when they pulled him out, he had already, it was too late.
He's dead.
Yeah, because he had already done
drowned.
And you'd say, if you got someone some medicine, and you go in and still see the medicine by their bed, you'd say, you know, why haven't you
taken this?
Huh?
Why haven't you taken this?
Okay. And the person would say, well, I already
took it.
Okay. And in another hour, I'm going to
take more.
And
take another dose or whatever.
If a child puts her head on the ground and rolls over, she turns a
somersault.
And if a woman sees a dress that she likes a lot, she'd say the dress is very,
very pretty.
Okay. And a child might say, you know, Susie's dress was pretty, but mine, you see, is
prettier.
And the kind of bird that can see in the dark.
Owl, huh?
What different kinds of owls?
Oh, I don't know. I heard him say once a hoot owl.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know any other kind.
What's the one that makes a real scary noise?
I don't know.
Around the graveyard?
I thought that was the hoot owl. Hoot owl or whatever you call it, I don't know.
Did you ever hear squinch owl or screech owl or
screech
owl?
Screech owl, screech owl.
Uh-huh.
I've heard of it, but I didn't know whether that was the same thing as a hoot owl or what.
What's the kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
Woodpecker.
Okay. Have you ever heard them called a pepperwood?
No.
And a kind of black and white animal that's got a real strong smell.
Oh, a skunk, huh?
Okay. And say some animals have been coming and killing your chickens. What general name would you have for the type of animals that would do that?
A chicken thief, huh?
Okay. Do you ever call animals like that varmints?
I've heard it called, but whether I have used that, I don't know.
You've heard
it? I've heard it, yeah.
Called?
Varmint, yeah.
And a bushy-tailed animal that gets up in the trees?
Squirrels.
What different kinds of squirrels?
I wouldn't know that either. The other night, my son had brought a friend for dinner, not last night, but two nights in a row, he had unexpected company. Well, I mean, the first night wasn't expected. Last night was not quite unexpected. But however, he was walking this friend, and he said they were in not too far from here, and he says he looked up and he said he saw what he thought was a squirrel up on the wires, you know, the electric
mm-hmm.
wires, and he said to his friend, he says, "Oh, look at the squirrel up there," and he says, "Look," so he walked back a few steps and show him. And he says, it wasn't a squirrel. He said, it didn't have a bushy tail. He said, it was a baby rat.
Ugh.
Up on the wires, you know.
Ugh.
I said, oh. He says, oh. He said, that thing would have fell down on us. It would have been terrible. Oh, oh.
Have you seen rats in this neighborhood?
Rats, darling. Yeah, we were shopping in the grocery, about 2 months ago. And it was twice in 1 week that they had a big rat, and it had all the customers in the groceries. It was one of these supermarkets, Schwagmann's to be specific. And that rat had run from one counter to the other underneath, and somebody saw it. And so then these boys that were stocking